With that said, are any joys and concerns and prayers that you might want to lift up this morning? The ones that we know about are on the screen. Anybody this morning?
I guess I kind of jumped the gun there.
That's okay. You know, Don Singletary always told me, he said, I don't know why you use that thing here. He says, it's bulletin, because you don't follow it anyhow. So it's okay, because if you're a spirit-led church, you don't need this little paper. You just, God knows, so thank you. Go in.
Mark is very sick. Mark is very sick. He's thrown up this morning. He said headaches for a couple weeks now. We're changing his medicine. Take him off of one and put him on a new one, and he is just sicker than a dog. We saw the doctor last week, and it was all good. He said, yeah, there are side effects, and he may be the one that's suffering them. Just have to wait for the medicine to do its thing. Anyway, he needs prayer.
Yeah, thank you. Hear our prayers, Father. Thank you. Thank you for Mark and his prayer. There is Sarah. I'll be Sarah. Any joys, concerns this morning?
Continued prayers for my sister-in-law and brother-in-law, Cindy and Steve, in Atlanta summer. Cindy has her own health problems, and she is the caregiver, and so Steve's not doing real well, and he has pancreatic cancer, and so continue prayers for that. And my nephew, whenever he was at work, his finger got caught in a machine, and it ripped off half of his finger, but it was in his glove, so they reattached it. And the nerves, it said that it didn't really affect the nerves, but the tendons and everything, so they don't know if he'll have full control over it. He's only 24.
Well, Lord, hear our prayer this morning. Yeah. Anybody else?
Dakota.